guys, I'm at the Grace Hopper Conference. This is, and we are in the Aquarium of Houston, and we are having fun with the smart ladies at Microsoft. Hi. We're gonna try have some fun conversations, and we'll see how it goes.
So I went to school at Mount Holyoke College, which looks a lot like Hogwarts. It's an extremely small campus, but it's so pretty. It has old-fashioned buildings, and it has ponds and lakes, and we have a mascot who's actually a goose, and he has a name. His name is Jorge.
Jorge?
Yeah. And I went there for 4 years, but I also did a dual degree at another school to kind of have a comparative experience so that I could kind of take a step back and see my experience at Mount Holyoke, but from another lens.
Yeah.
So it was a great experience in college so far. Yeah.
Can you tell us about what you put in your Ask Me Anything?
I'm Sindura. I put Ask Me Anything about the Skype Media Stack because I thought this was going to be like a technical event, but then I saw people talking about wakeboarding and wake surfing and classical dance, and I thought, and Hogwarts, and I thought maybe I should talk about snowboarding. Skype Media Stack and snowboarding are equally fun. Skype Media Stack, basically what we do is we take your little audio, video, and data packets, and we route it. Okay. We take your audio, video, and media packets, and we send it from you to whoever you want it to be sent to, over whatever platform, like your mobile phones or desktop or Xbox or TVs and all of that. That's for enterprise and for consumer. Snowboarding is something I picked up after moving here, after living in extremely hot climates my whole life. I was in India, and then I went to grad school in Florida, and then I moved here, and I'm like, what is all this white powdery stuff? And yeah, that's how I picked up snowboarding. I'm getting better. I can make my way down a blue slope fine now. Just hoping for a better season this year than last year.
Do you have any tips for someone who wants to start snowboarding?
So the first time you go, you're going to fall, and especially the first time I went, I thought, it's been a while since I've sucked so bad at something, because I was on my butt the whole time. It's like, it's just bad. But once you get a hang of it, you're going to have fun. Just take care, always wear a helmet, get wrist guards, just stay safe and have fun.
So, I have four topics. First topic is travel, which is kind of related to the second topic, which is Idolish. Idolish is my travel blog. So the reason I started it was because we travel a lot, and then people ask me a lot about it, and then I keep repeating myself over and over and over and over again. So I decided to write a blog post, so then when people ask me, I just send them a link. Talk about lazy, right? So I started it. And it just so happens that when I went on my honeymoon, I went to see snow monkeys in Japan, and in order to get there I had to take a train, take a bus, take a tram, hike, and then you get to see the snow monkey. And so I want to make sure that other
multiple monkeys,
they're so beautiful. If you go to idolish.com, I did all of them. Yeah, so you will see multiple monkeys, and it's in a hot spring in the middle of snow-covered mountains.
Wow.
And so all these monkeys will come out, jump around in snow, and then they will climb back into the hot spring to enjoy a hot bath, and then they come back out. So I did that and for my honeymoon, and so I want to make sure everybody else gets to do it, and so I documented exactly how to get there. So if you go to idolish.com, you'll see my instructions right there.
So the other thing is
10 years at Microsoft, so
congratulations.
Thank you. So yeah, 10 years, I've been PM the whole time through 6 different products, and I was just telling Amy right here that my past 2 products are kind of top secret, not really launched. So I can never really tell people about it. All I can tell you right now is I work in developer ecosystem, just like her.
What is development system?
Huh? Developer ecosystem. So actually, I'm starting this week in it's developer evangelism kind of thing, but it's partner management. So I make sure that I get the right feedback to help shape the product that the engineering team builds. I'm under Keith Rowe's team. So yeah, that's what I do. And so Amy will now tell you more about her.
What am I going to tell you about?
How about you?
My name is Amy Meyer, and I've been at Microsoft for 13 or 14 years. I started out as a dev, and I've been a PM now for about 6 years.
You're doing really well.
Can you tell us about anything? What did you do with them?
You would like to know something about my Ask Me About?
What is it? Choose one of your favorite.
What's okay, favorite? One of my favorite. Okay, yarning. I put yarning down, and that is because I have been crocheting and knitting for the past couple of years, but I don't feel like I could call myself a knitter or a crocheter, so I call myself a yarner. I go and I do, and you do my yarning. So my family knows I'm going to go do my yarning.
And how long do you go away to do the yarning?
Not very long.
Where do you go?
However long they... Oh, it's...
In a corner?
It's usually... Right. It's usually when someone's doing homework, I'm doing my yarning.
So first one, coffee or tea?
I'm sorry?
Coffee or tea?
Oh, coffee, for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Coffee.
Both.
Both.
At the same time?
Yes. At the same time.
It's called yin yang, I think, in Hong Kong. It's coffee and tea at the same time.
Oh, wow.
It's actually pretty good.
Oh, that's
I should try that, coffee and tea at the same time. Second one, what do you spend money on that makes your life easier? Something that you spend money on and makes your life way easier.
Oh my gosh, that's so
funny. I think she has an answer.
Make it.
A cleaning lady.
So you don't have to knit them yourself.
The what?
You sweater, so you don't have to knit them yourself.
I could do that.
Okay.
No.
Oh, wait, what was your answer?
I said a cleaning lady.
Cleaning lady?
Yes. No, I love my cleaning lady.
Yeah, of course.
Netflix.
What is it?
Netflix is like where you stream.
Netflix, yes, yes.
It makes my life a lot more enjoyable.
Yeah.
Takeout.
Takeout.
Yes.
Do you have any something?
I'm gonna steal her answer.
Takeout.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think takeout is a good one. Number three. Okay, number three, you're okay to not answer if you don't want to. Are you in a relationship?
I'm not.
Yes.
I'm married, yes.
Good.
How about you, though?
I'm married.
Okay.
So here's the thing, I already answered all the questions in the first episode of the show. But I can answer them more if you want to, and then I'll cut my replies, it's fine. For me, actually, for the money, I took daycare. I spend more time on daycare. Number four, what is the first thing you do in the morning before you head to work? Aside from brushing your teeth.
I mean, I check my my social media accounts.
Reddit and Haku News.
Okay.
I breastfeed my son.
Oh, wow.
That's a good answer. I make a cup of coffee and I bring it in the car.
Yes.
Good, good. My answer was I put face cream on my face. That's really good. Do you listen to music when you work? What kind of music?
I listen to a lot of Daft Punk when I'm at work.
Yeah, I like that.
I've been listening to like comedy playlists on Spotify. They're pretty good. Like
nice.
Amy Schumer, Aziz Ansari, just the popular ones for now, I guess, but I hope I discover better ones.
That's an interesting question. I listen to instrumental. I listen to instrumental music from a Grand Wailea spa from Maui. I bought the CD and I play it.
Oh, wow. That sounds
nice. Yeah, anything instrumental.
Yes.
No lyrics.
Yes.
Instrumental.
It's very distracting, isn't
it? Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, I think when I I listen to punk when I'm coding, and when I'm trying to focus on email, no lyrics. I don't know why. It's what's your favorite app?
Facebook.
Okay. Yeah. You're very Sasha.
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of stay on it a lot. It's yeah. just convenient. Yeah.
Pinterest. Yeah. I would say WhatsApp.
That's a good one. Netflix.
No apps.
Netflix.
Outlook.
Netflix.
Yeah. Yes. Next up, it's a coding question. If you have a favorite language to code in.
I've started to code in C#, and I've been enjoying it so far. So yeah.
Okay.
C++.
Yeah. Oh, you're a rock. Girl.
That's what my team does, so it's bread and butter.
And you enjoy it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Sorry, what was the question?
Favorite coding language.
Favorite coding language? Java.
Java, wow.
C#.
C#, okay. We have 2 C# on Java, 1 C++.
Whoa.
C++? She's there. I said the same thing.
Awesome, there you go.
I was going to say C++, and I was like, nah.
Next up, what's the most useless gadget you have?
Useless
gadget you have.
I don't have any.
She's hiding her face.
Oh, I said I don't have any.
But she was hiding her face. That was so funny.
She must have a lot.
Yeah.
All right, name them all.
So I got this, I forget what it's called. It's called a mind wave reader.
Mind wave needle?
Mind wave read. I forget what it's called. Basically, it's a headset you wear and you hook a sensor to your ear, and it comes with an app. And when you focus intensely, it captures.
The answer that you were hoping for, right?
Exactly. I never thought about something like this. Wow.
Yeah. So if you focus intensely, like you're trying to multiply 273 by 577 or something, and you're like, and then it basically captures the electromagnetic waves and it shows you a spike.
Wow.
Yeah, say, hey, you're focusing, good job.
And where did you get that?
You can order it off Amazon.
It's available.
Amazon. Yeah.
Wow. It's cool. No, I want to try this.
Yeah. You could borrow mine. It's just lying around.
Let's borrow yours. I can't think of anything.
I ordered for my husband a toasted cheese maker sandwich bag thingy that you put the toasted cheese in and then you put it in the toaster. We've never used it.
You never used it?
He loves toasted cheese, so I said, I'll get you this toasted cheese maker.
He loves it when you make it, right? It's not the machine.
The most useless thing.
I have a iPhone holder that is sitting on my desk, but my iPhone always lands around it, but not on it. It just sits around it.
Here you go. Useless. Oh man. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any products you would love to work on at Microsoft or outside Microsoft? Someone wants to take the mic?
Yeah. I would want to work on the browser, Edge, because it seems like the most popular app right now, above Photos, which I work on now, so it's the second most used app.
Nice.
I want to get to the first most used app.
Yeah.
I met somebody from Edge.
I want to work on... I was just thinking about this recently, and I was thinking wearables might be interesting.
Yeah.
Right? It's all over the place, yeah. But I'm not really in that trajectory to go into wearables, so I need to figure that out.
You can also say something outside Microsoft if you don't have any idea.
Satellites. SpaceX. Satellites.
Satellites.
SpaceX.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think you can launch your own satellite.
Yeah, you can. So it's like, so my ideal thing sort of to merge what I'm doing now and the pipe dream is make Skype work between like Mars and here.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Mars?
Yeah, Mars and here.
There, yeah.
Like, Elon Musk is going to send someone.
People, right?
Yeah, they'll send someone and they want to talk to their mom or girlfriend or whoever. Use Skype. Don't use Hangouts.
It's hot like this.
I know. Yeah. Amy.
Yes. Wearable.
Okay. What's left? What's left? Next up, Star Wars or Star Trek?
I don't really follow either.
It's fine.
I hope no one hates me for that.
No, no, no.
May the Force be with you.
Of course.
I do this to annoy people. They already get mad. They're like,
but that's Star Trek. What are you doing? That's super funny. Both at the same time.
Wow. Star Wars.
Yes.
Star Wars.
Yes. A problem you worked on hard and you are proud of. You solved the problem that you are proud of.
That's
at work.
Technology related?
It's technology related.
I mean, I added a new feature to the Photos app. I added a button to like see your photo in actual size or like see it in fit to screen. So that's like the biggest feature I worked on so far.
That's really great.
Yeah, I mean, I started like 4 months ago and yeah, I'm pretty happy about it.
Good job.
I guess we took the media stack and ran it as a service in Azure, so basically figuring out the whole Azure storage and cloud service and doing a pros and cons of which one's better. That was fun because I knew nothing about Azure and I got to learn a lot. And yeah.
Yeah, nice.
When we first launched Windows Phone 7, I enable MO billing for the store marketplaces.
Nice, I like it. Okay, we'll finish with the last one. What's your advice for younger generation that want to get in technology? Women especially.
It will be hard the first class you take, but it's hard for everyone, so don't stress about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I tell my sister that because she just started computer science and I have these conversations with her. So I'm like, it is hard. Like, it's not, like don't expect it to be easy. And if you think it's harder for you than it is for everyone else, it's okay. Like, everyone has a different way of, you know, understanding a subject, so.
Don't be afraid to try learning things on your own, because a lot of times you don't have a buddy to work on a project with, or to learn something together. You just hear about it and you have no idea what it is, but you have the internet, and the internet is an awesome place, and there are a lot of people on the internet that will help you if you ask them, if you find the right places, right corners of the internet to ask for help at. And you can actually go really far if you just keep trying on your own instead of saying, I don't have anyone else to work on this on.
So my advice would probably be, don't give up. When I graduated from college, I sent my resume to over, I would say, about 70 companies. I got interviews for about 20 companies, and I got 3 job offers. And so, if you think about that, that took me a couple of years to complete. But if you keep your persistence, just don't give up. You'll do what you'll get what you want.
Thank you, ladies, for these questions and advices. Let's go eat.
Yes. Thank you for the video.
Thank you. Yay.